So Simon Rishon in Or HaChaim, the Siman Shachan Aruch about preparing for Shabbat. Okay, we had some halachot about Fridays in the last Siman, about what not to do, basically, and now we're going to have what to do. Okay. We talked about the...
I want to know how much to learn, how much to...
Exactly. The Friday Jew takes into account and prepares and thinks about Shabbat, and Friday makes Shabbat very special, because what he does on Friday, for sure, that's important. So we said previously, it means not traveling too much on Friday, to be too late, come close to too close to Shabbat, to get into traffic, to trouble, chilul Shabbat issues. Or you shouldn't have big meals on Friday, like a big special meal that you don't usually have during the week on Friday at all. And you shouldn't have any meal that's a kavisa of bread, or more than kavisa of bread, after 9 hours into the day.
It's basically two meals. One is that it's more than kavisa, and the other one that it's any meal that it's big. Like,
yeah, so what do we mean big? It means bigger than normal. You can have normal lunch, normal breakfast, that's no problem. You can have pizza, bagel, whatever you normally have for a lunch. Some people have Chinese, that's also mutar.
Pizza,
whatever
is, it's more than kavisa of bread.
Yeah, but for lunch you could have that. Up until 9 hours. So one halakha is you can't have a big meal. So what's a big, very big meal? It means something that you don't have normally during the week. So if a guy usually doesn't have, let's say he always has a bagel for lunch or something like that, so now he shouldn't go to Golan and get a nice big shawarma. That's too much. That's bigger than normal. What would also be, for most people, if you go and you get fries and shawarma and a nice soda and then another side dish and whatever, something else. That would be a very big meal. Shouldn't have that type of big meal on Friday. That's the first thing, is very big meals. Or what they talked about, having wedding meals. Shouldn't have wedding meals on Friday. That's the first thing. Very big meals, not on Friday. Second thing is, but that's not so common. Usually it's not hard to avoid. Very big meals. The second thing is, can't have a meal after 9 hours. So after 9 hours, can't have more than kibbutz bread. So you can't have bagel or pizza or something like that after 9 hours hours into the day. But after 9 hours, so you can have lunch 9 hours into the day. In the summertime, is close to like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. In the winter is going to be close to like 2:30. It's going to be pretty early. But so what? Most people, you have lunch before 2:30. You're good. So what do you can have snacks. That's fine. You'll eat snacks then. But you don't. It's fine to have snacks. A good idea even to have snacks, in that you won't be starved when you come to Shabbat. It's not a good thing to be starved, because starved people are, if you're totally starved, then you're not going to be properly appreciating Shabbat, saying the Kiddush, saying the Shalom Aleichem.
You're
going to
think about the food.
And you're going to be thinking about the food. You're going to be a little more grumpy. Not a good atmosphere. But a big meal you can't have the whole day, and then the real meal after 9 hours.
Normally, like these times of the year, you usually like that's the only lunch. You have like a nice breakfast, but lunch is like, you know, you have lunch and then like you could wait, honestly, like to 5 when it's like that, it could be the
meal. Yeah, no, for sure, it's possible just to have one lunch, and they don't even have so many snacks. Like the meal's not so late.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about the guy's going to have a 9 o'clock, we're talking about on summer days, and then Shabbat doesn't start until 8 o'clock, and he's not going to eat until 9 o'clock. So for sure he needs to eat even after he has lunch. He should make sure to build in a snack or two or three, because if he's not going to have snacks, he's going to be starved when it gets to 9 o'clock. So it's not the best thing, even for Kavod Shabbat, to be totally starved. It's not a good thing. Because then you're fasting, so to speak, on Shabbat. It's not a Kavod Shabbat to be in pain. So that's that. Very good. Siman Reishanon is about what do we do on Fridays to prepare actively for a Shabbat. Maran says like this. Yashkim beboker biyom ha-shishi lachin terochis Shabbat. A guy should get up early, wake up, in order to go straight away from waking up to preparing Sorche Shabbat.
Obviously after praying. Obviously after praying.
Say again, sir.
Is it obviously after praying already?
Oh, after praying, yeah, we'll talk about it. I didn't say it. No, it doesn't say in the morning. He doesn't say one way or the other.
Anyway, it's like you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, it could be. We'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah explains. It means you should go and prepare on Friday. The idea is Very simple. Is that it's called Kavod Shabbat, to prepare for Shabbat, and it's a big mitzvah. So on Friday, it's the day to do it. Could I do it other days of the week? Yes, you could. But it's the best time to do the preparation on Friday, because it's nikar, it's clear, it's evident that you're preparing for Shabbat when you're doing it on Friday. If you look like you're making nice food on Wednesday night, Thursday night, Wednesday night, so then like it could be you're just having a nice meal, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. It's not as evident. It's not as nikar. So you want to make it as close to Shabbat as possible. Now, that's what's brought over here. That's the idea of preparing on Friday. Now, if a person's going to be, if a woman's going to feel Friday is a short day, it's Shabbat starts at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to be driving myself crazy if I'm going to only prepare on Friday, so that's mutar. You prepare earlier, Thursday night, even earlier if you need to. Ideally, if you have the time and you have the ability, so you prepare on Friday. But if it's going to lead to fights and it's going to lead to stress and going crazy, so then that. Okay. And then it ends off Maran with a very nice idea. Even the guy has a lot of servants, maids, people taking care of the house. A person should make sure to do with by themselves, prepare for Shabbat properly. And not just rely on other people and say, this servant's going to take care of that, and this maid, and this someone's going to buy the food, we'll order on Amazon Prime, and whatever, I'm going to get all the things together, just by other people taking care of it. No! You should make sure to do something yourself. You should do it yourself. Why? Because it's mitzvah. You shouldn't give it to other people to do it. For example,
but there's no shaliach here.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. Usually there's a concept of shlich, right? A messenger or someone does it on an agency, they do it for me, it's like I did it myself. It's true. Except, we'll see here. There's a different concept. Shliach, it counts sometimes as like, technically you did the mitzvah, for sure. But it doesn't show you're mechavev the mitzvah, you were involved in the mitzvah, you love the mitzvah, you appreciate the mitzvah, you show that you cared about the mitzvah.
Yeah,
you gave
sure.
it someone else.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho. It says in the Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Mem Bet, if a person wants to get married, he can ask. A guy can get married with a shliach. He can say to his friend, give this coin to my wife and I'll marry her. He could do that. But which guy in the right mind is going to do that? That's not the way to, that's not the ideal, that's not the proper way to do it. Mitzvah bo yoter mishlucho, it's better to do it yourself. That's for sure.
Yeah,
so that's true for all mitzvah. So even if it works, it's definitely not the same. Okay.
In a case of there is need that you should do it like that. You're working all day.
If you're working all day, so then yes. You go and you make sure to get it done by someone else, yes. But what we mean here is it's proper that you should be involved. So even if a guy's working all day, so he doesn't have time on Friday, you could do something Thursday. Find a time. Everybody could do something. A guy who has more time, like people, okay, when we're in college or whatever, if he's going to be at home, so then come home a little bit early and do something. If he's in college, and what, he's not preparing the cafeteria food, so it's already done for him, or he's going to someone else's meal, fine. So if he's going to someone's meal, he can get a gift for them if he wants to. That's one type of preparing for Kavod Shabbat. Or he could prepare in his room. He set his bed, so his bed looks nice. It's also part of Kavod Shabbat. The room looks normal. The room looks nice. He, of course, the simple things, showering and shaving, whatever he's going to do, it's all part of Kavod Shabbat. If he wants to buy something, food that's special that he likes, buy himself a snack or something, that's for Shabbat. All that's part of Kavod Shabbat. He should prepare. And Mirz Hashem, a family gets a family and everything else. So then for sure, he should make an opportunity to prepare for Shabbat, for sure. A guy who's working all day, he'll do a very minimal thing, but do something.
Buy like flowers on the way.
Exactly. That's what, let's say, lots of people, my father-in-law does it every week. He makes sure to get flowers. Beautiful. That's a very nice thing, to get flowers. It shows that I want to enhance. People like it when there's flowers on the table. It makes it look nice. So, well, every family has different things, but if it's getting the flowers, if it means buying the challah, or it means making the dessert, if it means setting the table, there are a lot of steps that make the house look nice. All those are important. Even taking out the candles, taking out the Shabbat candles, putting in the right place, putting out the wick, putting in the wicks or the wax candle, setting that up also takes a minute or two. So that also, or setting the lights, people have it on a timer. All the things that go into making the Shabbat beautiful, are all part of Tzarchei Shabbat, their Kavod Shabbat prepare. And a guy should be involved. So every person, whether it be Gadol Katan, whether they're Gadol Hador, whether they're a very busy person, a businessman, or whatever it is, little kids, everybody in between should be involved for sure. And we prove that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't usually bring stories. Doesn't usually bring.
Yeah, he doesn't bring.
So he says over here a few things from the Gemara. And yeah, it says here things that the Gedolim, some of the Amoraim, who were very chashuv, they're rabbis of towns and they were busy learning and doing whatever. It says they would make sure to prepare for Shabbat. For example, here of Chizda, he used to make the vegetables in his house. He'd cut the vegetables thin. I don't know, he'd make a salad or whatever it was, roasted vegetables. I don't know what he would do with the vegetables. He used to cut the vegetables in the house. Rabbi or Yosef, Mevake Itzim. They used to chop the wood. Why do you have to chop wood? Because if you want to make fire, so if you don't have a radiator or a heater, so you have to have wood so you can burn the fire so that you have heat the whole Shabbat. So they used to go to the forest, chop down trees, bring wood, so you have wood in the house, so you'd have fire. So who took care of that? Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Zera Malikaish. Rabbi Zera would light the fire for the heat and things like that. Rav Nachman would set the table, would put all the things that are for Shabbat, take them out of the cabinets and take them out and put them out. And things that are for the weekday, he'd put them away. That's simple. His point is, they'd make sure to make an effort and do it themselves. Prepare for Shabbat. Mehem yomod kol adam. The Chazal is telling us here an idea. Every person should learn for themselves how important it is to prepare. And the lo yomar lo of gomikvodi. Yeah, it's beneath me. I don't do this. Come on.
You're no more important than
that. Yeah, exactly. The maids do this. Come on. I'm not going to do that. So that's not the right attitude. Why is it not the right attitude? Look, the maids could clean up and could take out the food and put it by the. Why is it not the right attitude?
You want to do it yourself.
Because it is a mitzvah, right? If it would be just like we have to clean the gutters and we just have to take it. It's like, you know, so we're trying to get dirt out of the way. Okay, so then like at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter who does it. Just take it. Here, the more you're involved, the more you're showing. It's chashuv, it's important. This is why we're preparing. So for sure, if a person had, imagine, Kavachomer, the Gemara says, I'm making a similar idea. If a person had a very special person come to their house, imagine if Rav Mordechai Ben Chaim is coming to visit your house, your apartment, your house, whatever. Wouldn't you prepare? You make it look nice, and if you're going to have a meal with him, you'd get some good food, or whatever. If you had Chacham Yitzchak Yosef come to your apartment, the Rishon LeZion, chief rabbi, come. For sure you'd prepare. Make it look nice and special. So when the Shabbat queen, Shabbat Ma'aka, comes, so we're not going to repair and make our house look nice. No, we have to. If we don't prepare, it doesn't show that we care. So that's the idea behind all this. The Rama brings another example of something. Ishchaschin hasakim ber Shabbat, to sharpen the knives on Friday. Because, our knives is not so common that people sharpen knives. Most of the knives that we have are good. And they stay sharp for a long time. They don't get dull the same way as they used to. But, okay, it's a good thing. You know, in their day, when the knives got dull much quicker, see, it's a good thing to sharpen the knives. You're going to make chicken and vegetables and whatever. So you need a good knife.
Yeah.
Kizeu mikavod shabaj mechina tzmo lachila. Oh, even the knives, are going to put on the table to have meat or steak or something like that. So you have to have a knife to cut the steak, but you can't cut the steak with it. A very dull knife. So on Friday, prepare it by sharpening the knives, so you'll be able to cut the steak. Good. That's the Shulchan Aruch and Rama. All right, let's go rewind and go back to the Mishnah Berurah and figure out some of the questions we brought up and thought about. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. Aleph. Yeshkim v'boker, d'chdiv, haya b'yom ha-shishi v'achino esher yaviv. This is about the man. It says by the man that they prepared the man on Friday for Shabbat. That's how we know this. It's not just a good suggestion that we're having. Prepare for Shabbat, that's a nice thing. Good idea.
No,
It's
we have
advice.
proofs.
We have proofs, exactly. Chazal says a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbat. And one of the proofs is this, that the man in the Midbar fell double as much on Friday as it did every other day of the week. So double portion came on Friday. So what they do, they collected the man. They brought it home. Okay, that's it? No, that's not it. Then they prepared it. They cooked it, whatever it was that they wanted to do with the man, so it'd be ready for the...
They had to cook the man?
Yeah, it says
cooked.
It says in the pasuk that et asher afu afu asher bashlu bashlu, whatever they want to be cooked they would cook, whatever were baked they would bake, whatever were crushed they would, it says they would make it the way they wanted to eat it. It would taste like whatever you wanted, but the preparation you still had to do. It says that but anyway, that's what they used to do. So we do the same type of idea. That's what Hashem wanted. Hashem didn't want to put out the man on Shabbat. That's either a malacha or it's totally not what Hashem wanted, that we should be going out to collect the man on Shabbat. Hashem wanted before that we should have it. Hachana dum yada hava. Hava the man, hello, haita la altar boker. Just like the man fell immediately in the morning, so too, dechdi ve'kutu to boker boker, hachana al Shabbat ye miyad boker. Just like the man was falling immediately in the morning and then they went to go collect it, that happened very early in the morning, so too, we should prepare for Shabbat early in the morning. Should I pray first? He says, yes, you should pray first. Pray and then go. So that's the first opinion. But then he says, we're going to see more about this. And why? What's the basic reason why should I do it only after I pray? Why should I say it like that?
Because you want to have a, I don't know, like, have a nice time with the, to do it.
That's true. There's a halacha in Simin Sad, in Pei Ten, Sad, in, not Pei Ten, Simin Sad.
Talmud Torah also.
Talmud Torah? What do you mean, Talmud Torah? What do you mean?
I heard that, I saw in the Tefillah that Talmud Torah is not so passionate, you know. Nowadays we do.
Before Tefillah.
Before Tefillah.
Yeah. So in the Gemara, Brachot has a big discussion. But let's even start, besides that, it says in the Gemara, it's asur to eat before Tefillah. And we talked about it.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's not appropriate to be eating before either we're giving Hashem or a korbanot, or that this is a ga'ava, that we should be eating before Tefillah. It's not appropriate. Besides that, it says also that a person can't do activities, drawn-out activities. He shouldn't be doing... If a person's going to go exercising, since last time one of the guys here was asking, exercising before prayer. So really, what is it in Shulchan Aruch? Is a person shouldn't be holeich l'derech, a person shouldn't be yotzei to do his malacha, chafatzecha, lefnei tefillah. He shouldn't go out and do activities that's for his own purposes before tefillah. What does that mean? It means, could he do a 5-minute jog? 5 minutes, okay, it's not a big deal. It's not a big activity. But once we're talking about he's going to spend an hour, for sure that's a problem. You shouldn't be doing that before. Set that up, go to earlier minyan, and then go do it after. Showering, depends. If he's going to do it because he wants to be clean for tefillah, that's fine. If he's just doing it just because he's lazy, he doesn't like showering at night, he wants to shower in the morning just to make more time, it's not the best thing. Better to do it later. Chama Avadya is in Halacha Berurah, right? Halacha Berurah, Rabbi Yosef says you could have a shower before tefillah. It's preparation for tefillah, that's fine. If a person is basically is mutar to do the shower before. It doesn't also take.
Yeah, could you say that it's not so that you shouldn't put so much soap.
So you should do it quickly.
Yeah, you should do it quickly.
Basically, the idea is to do it, but it should be not with it. So this way, we're preparing for Shabbat, and not like and preparing for Tefillah, and not just in and of itself as we're having a luxury shower for a half hour. That's not the way to do it. Before tefillah. Fine. So then, now let's apply that to preparing for Shabbat. Does the same things apply? Could I prepare for Shabbat before tefillah?
It's a different, big difference.
Oh, what's the big difference?
It's not for the make my kavod.
That's exactly right. So keep going. So first he says, do it after tefillah. And then he says, Achamu, Ragil Lomod Achar Tfilah is a Shir Katsub, Ojalamed in Rabim, Aiva Len. He says, let's say you learn in the morning after Tfilah. Every day you learn after Tfilah. or you teach a shiur, or go to shiur. Don't interrupt that. Don't get rid of that just because you want to prepare for Shabbat. It's important to learn, even on Fridays. Kumo shekatuv b'sof siman rishon aleph. And then he says, "Im ader hamakom ha'hu limkor b'boker v'leim zal leknot achar limudo lo yikba limudo ela achar kniya." Let's say, this usually is not the case in our day, if the markets are all going to be out of food after he finishes learning, so then he should go earlier. He should go to tefillah and then immediately go, because and then learn later. Because if he's going to learn in the morning and then he's only going to go for to the marketplace later, there's not going to be any food. So it's a bad idea. Shouldn't even though Talmud Torah is very important. Does Talmud Torah win out over Kavod Shabbat? To some degree, Talmud Torah is more important because, you know, it's Keneg Kulam. It's most Keneg all the mitzvot. It's most very, very critical. But it doesn't mean at the expense of mitzvot that Yishra De'echim, you can't do otherwise. So you can't do Kavod Shabbat because he's learning, so you have to go and make sure to do Kavod Shabbat. So that means if there's not going to be any food, make sure to go do the Talmud Torah later and you'll do the
Kavod Shabbat is midoraita.
It's a big discussion, is it deraita? Pashtut, not minatara, minatarabana. It says chibatom bechibato. Masod rochecha sarecha deber devar. Inta shimer shvara rochecha socha sarecha biyam kachi bechibato. Chibato.
Oneg.
Chibato. Yeah, v'kara shvara oneg. So those two phrases come from Yeshayahu Navi. Those are not min haTorah. They're from the Navi. The Rish Sofrim. Yeah, exactly. The Rambam's language. There's Doraita, Divrei Sofrim, and then Dorabanan. Yeah, so they're Divrei Sofrim. That's exactly right. Some say they're Min HaTorah a little bit. There's definitely a lot to talk about, but simply, it's not the same as Torah. But anyway, a person should push off their learning so they should be able to prepare for Kavod Shabbat if they have to. Then he says,
that's a big thing because the Rabbanan.
Yeah, it's definitely important. We for mitzvah deraita and mitzvah darbanan, we would mivatel Torah if we have to, for sure.
Yeah, unless you're Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that used to
exactly.
He used to do everything Torah.
Yeah, but everybody.
Did he even pray?
This is the machloket. Well, it says in the Gemara he only did something. He used to take off the clothing because they didn't want the clothing to get messed, to get ruined, to get worn out. And go in the sand, and then learn him and his son, and then put on the clothing only for a certain time. For what? For what?
It's
for either tefillah and krishma, or just for krishma. And they didn't say tefillah. So machloke bali tosa. Did they say tefillah? The different girsa between Yerushalmi and Bavli that he daven every day. During Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai daven every day. Either way. That's exactly right. However, we don't really follow that opinion, or we don't assume that someone who's like, except Rabbi Shimon v'chavirav, someone's on the level like Rabbi Shimon, Shimon v'atel mitzvot for Torah. Rather, they should go to Torah and not mivatel the Torah.
I heard that there is a Hasidic
Rebbe. You go do the mitzvah and mivatel some of the Torah.
I heard there is a Hasidic Rebbe that actually like those things that the normal halacha wouldn't like accept for a regular Jew, but they asked Rabbi Lashim, "Oh, is this correct?" He said, "I cannot stand against a pillar of fire." That's what he said. Like, I think there is ways in the sod in Kabbalah to do tikkunim for those mitzvot. That's what I heard.
It's probably possible. I don't have any way to know. Yeah,
I heard that from the Relish High. From Rabbi Alim.
Okay.
He said that how he did Sudat Shelishit. They only had carobs.
Yeah, but that.
So he said, no, there's many explanations. That he did the tikkun for that exact mitzvah in the right moment so that it counts to him like the mitzvah.
Right, but that may be I can understand more. It's not, but yes. But I agree, that is a big chiddush, yes.
Yeah, that's why he brings up Eretz Yisrael. You saw that Teshuvah?
No, I saw the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings something like that from the Zohar that you can learn instead of Shulash Lishit. We don't really follow that. We tell people they have Siddha Shalishi.
Of course, of course. I think that it's such a high level of learning that
yeah,
actually they don't know exactly what they're fixing, what tikkun they're doing. I don't know what they're... But like they actually get it done. We, the regular people.
Yeah, I agree. Fine. So that's the general rule. And behind this rule that a person should leave their learning to do mitzvah is the basic, very important idea. Gemara Kedushin says, Gadol, there is a debate, which one's more important, mitzvah or Torah? Gemara says, Nimnu v'gamru, they came to the conclusion, Gadol tam Torah shemei l'dei ma'aseh. More important is learning, because it leads to mitzvah. So which one's more important, the Torah or the mitzvah?
The Torah is more important, but the mitzvot are part of it. So,
exactly. Really, intrinsically, Torah is more important. But Torah in and of itself is not supposed to be just devoid of everything else, like a box, like something that you can learn and abstract and think about it intellectually and put it away and not think about, not related to real life. That's not the way Torah was meant to be given. Torah was meant to be given to people. Torah lo nina l'malchei sharei. It was not given to the angels. It was given to us, so we should be able to fulfill it. And Torah is meant to, maybe l'edim ha'aseh. What makes Torah great is because it leads to mitzvah. So therefore, a person should mevatel Torah in order to mitzvah. Because if he doesn't do that, then showing that the Torah I'm learning is not supposed to be, is not, it doesn't lead to mitzvah. Sorry, it doesn't lead to mitzvah. That's a bad thing. I shouldn't learn if it's going to lead to not going to lead to proper fulfilling of the Torah.
I think there is a pirkei avot on that.
Yeah, l'mod amanala. So if someone learns in order to do, beautiful. Mespikin miyado l'mod v'lasa. What if someone's l'mod amanad l'lamed? Someone says, "I'm going to learn so I can teach others." He says, "Oh, it's even better." Then mespikin miyado l'mod amen l'lasa. And someone, all those are very important. They should prepare. They should learn to do. Should learn in order to teach. All those are very important. If someone learns not to do, they say, "I'm going to learn this. I'm not going to do it." So then, the Gemara has different expressions about this person. Tov shenefcha shidato panav. Been better if he wouldn't been born. Yeah. Very serious.
Yeah, very serious.
Why? Because that's not what Torah is about. Torah is not meant to be theoretical and doesn't improve our life, doesn't make a difference. Pastor Shalom, it's all about the world, the changing. Yeah. Torah was given to improve people, and we should be better people. That's like, at a very basic level, what Torah is a lot about. Torah is very much about changing.
Give it to us for that reason.
Yeah. So, let's see. So it says over here, in derech ha'makom ahu limkor b'bokir v'lo, we said, imr gilim. You see where this is? It's 10 lines down from the top. Imr after a period. Imr gilim kor. If they sell in the morning, hashkeim kor tefillah. They open markets before tefillah. Tefillah is at 7 in the morning. And they open the markets at 6 in the morning. And so what? And they're going to close the markets by 8 o'clock. So if I go to tefillah at 7 o'clock, by the time I get out and get to the market, everything's going to be closed. I'm going to have no food. So what should I do? Should I do it before tefillah or after tefillah? You should do it before tefillah. Ah, but you're not supposed to do things before tefillah. Ah! That's exactly what he says. He says, you could do it before and then dav and then pray. Better is to say Shema before. It's not the same as doing your activities before. This is a mitzvah. This is what you're supposed to do. Big shayla happens often. Very, I don't know. You have a car?
Hello. In Panama, yeah.
In Panama, okay, not here. People who have cars here often have a shayla. What do they do if they're parked in a spot on the street that has alternate side parking, street cleaning, 10:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 11:30, in the middle of morning seder? So they're supposed to be learning with their chavruta. What should they do?
Charge how much money for the kosher meal? People are going off and getting money.
Should they leave in the middle of Seder, or is it better they go before Tefillah? To go before, after Tefillah, they may or may not be able to get anything, or they're going to be late to Seder. What should they do?
He says that Ayans was not.
They're not going to do Tefillah?
No, they're going to do Tefillah. No, no, no. Should they go before Tefillah? And then move the car? Find a new spot? Or go in the middle of Seder?
Go to Tefillah.
Before Tefillah. So some say you can do it before Tefillah. If you need to, there's no other options other than Mevatel Seder, so it's okay to do it before Tefillah. You know, this is not ideal. Ideal is to take...
To get a good parking before.
Get a better parking before, but yeah, this happens.
Even if it takes you a little bit more...
Yeah, but unfortunately the parking here in Washington Heights is not so good. So, what's it like in Panama, where you live?
There's areas that it is, there's areas that it's not. Usually, you know, you get...
Yeah. Okay.
Not like here, but
anyway.
It's another example.
Yeah. Fine.
Where
so that's the first idea over here. Yeah. Before Tefillah, after Tefillah, better is before. After Tefillah, if you can't, even before Tefillah is mentor, because it's important to prepare. Good. So far, so good. So let's keep going. All right. Then. B'yom Shabbat, Hu Yoter Tov.
I should do that for you, not so
if a person is preparing on Friday, but can also prepare on Thursday for Shabbat, should he do it Thursday or Friday? So it says in Mishnah Berurah, it's much better to prepare on Friday than on Thursday. Why? Shumin kar yoter looking for Shabbat. It looks like I'm preparing for Shabbat, like what we said. It's more nikar. It's evident that I'm doing it for Shabbat.
If it's talking about Tefillah tomorrow, or what are we talking about?
Oh, no, I mean, you're saying before Tefillah tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think better do on Friday than on Thursday, even if it means doing before Tefillah, I think.
Wow.
Unless it's going to be, it takes a long time to prepare. Like to salt meat, you know, a lot of stages to prepare meat, if you have to salt your own meat. He's like, no, beyond Chamishi, then you should do it even on Thursday to prepare an event. So the same thing applies to Zazel as well. We don't salt meat so much anymore. We buy it in the butcher, they salt it already. But it applies to plenty of things. There's some people who make cholent. It takes a long time. It doesn't take so long. Then they'll decide they want to do it Thursday night. You know, if you want to do that, for sure. There's what things that you feel are going to be taking a long time. Baking, whatever. Baking a schnitzel.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. There are different things. If a person feels it's going to take them a long time, they're going to be rushed on Friday, so then do it before. That's okay. That's what he's saying over here. You don't have to feel bad if you have to do it before. Okay. Even if it takes a long time, but you're not sure if you're going to get the same quality. If you do it on Thursday, it's going to be lower quality meat. If you do it on Friday, you might find better quality meat in the marketplace. On Thursday, lower quality, and Friday, might get better quality. Should I go back on Friday, or should I just do it on Thursday already? Because it's going to take a long time to repair. So he says, what do you think? Better quality Friday,
depends,
but it takes a long time to repair.
It depends. I think what's the things that you have to do on Friday.
Exactly. If he is all from work and it's all he has to do is just prepare the meat, so better on Friday.
Yeah, of
course. So that's what he says over here. Better on Friday. If you can't do it, you can't. Mr. Rabbi Amin gets a ream on a short winter day. Okay. This is very practical. Exactly. In the winter, it's early. Don't try to save it for Friday. Don't be like, I could do it on Thursday, but you know it's in Shachan Ruch, I should leave it all. A lot of people love to push things off. We love to delay, not to do things, because, you know, why should I do something today that could push off to tomorrow? Is that a good concept? No, that's a lazy concept. That's not a great value. However, even though people like to delay, and in Shulchan Aruch they have a good reason to, because Friday is better to prepare for Shabbat than on Thursday. Even though the Shrus has the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to a short Friday, you're not going to have time proper to prepare. Do it early. So it's basically, there's a balance. Ideally. Yeah, ideally you should do it on Friday.
Is that
if you can,
or
if you
Shabbat
can,
or no?
I don't think it's part of Kavod Shabbat. It's part of Talmud Torah. It's very important. The Mekubalim did it and say to do it on Friday or Friday night. If you don't have time, so do it. You could also do it before. It's mutar to do from the entire week from the
Shabbat, right?
Exactly. Mincha Shabbat. It's mutar even the Chachila to do the whole week. Yeah, the whole week before you could do it. That's fine. That's mutar. The Mekubalim do it on Friday. If you know you're gonna have time on Friday, better do it on Friday. But if you don't have time, so then don't do it Friday. Do it before. You don't want to try. You want to try to finish it up by the lunch of Shabbat. Shabbat lunch. It's the ideal time to finish it by. So there's not that much time after, let's say, Friday night. You have some time to do it. So you can do it then. But if you're not going to do it Friday night, you're going to have much time you're going to have in the morning. Not so much time. Tefillah. So then really the best time to do it is before Shabbat or Friday night. Something like that.
Like, if it's going to take away the preparation of Shabbat, it's better to
prepare for Shabbat than to do Shnei Mikra. Shnei Mikra is including Talmud Torah. But, you know, you should try to get some of both. See what you could do. But that's the idea. Okay. And as Rabbi Danko mentioned once, it's very important, Shnei Mikra. It's a great way to get into the Parsha, a great way to learn something every week. Shnei Mikra is a beautiful thing that's allowed to do. Either with Targum or with Rashi. Rashi also has a lot.
Targum is the best.
Mizan HaKabbalah, yeah. If a person understands it best, but a lot of people don't understand so much of it, so if you don't understand so much of it, could be better to do Rashi. Yeah, it could be.
It's like a very hard level of
Aramaic. It's a hard level Aramaic, yeah. If you do it a lot of times, you get used to it and you get better at it and you understand it more. If you don't spend time on it, if you just read the words very quickly.
I think that you could, it's good. It's a good way of learning Aramaic in certain ways.
It is, yeah. You pick it up more than you do. The more you do it, the more you pick it up, yeah. Okay. Then he says, Toshe Omar! I called the worship on it. This is such an interesting idea. I never have thought of this on my own. You should say that whatever you're preparing, you're making it for a Kavod Shabbat. Why would I have to say it? I have to say it. What do I have to say? What's the difference? I know my mind. I bought this chicken for a Shabbat.
You have to. It's part of the. There's three parts of the mitzvot. The libur, the maase, and the
Shabbat. Wow. Okay. This is.
I just learned that yesterday.
That's from the Benish from Kabbalah. Yeah, beautiful. So that's very important. And he brings here in the Tiferet, they bring that from the Kaf HaChaim. Ali de Dibur Yuchal Kedushat Shabbat Olta Maaseh. When the Dibur brings Kedusha Shabbat on whatever you're preparing, when you say, Dibur Lo Devar Reku, Yerushi Yish Lomar Gama Halichato, or in Alech Lechot, the Knor Kavod Shabbat. If I'm going to, I can even say it, on my way going there, Kedil Lekayim Nitzwa Hayab Yom Shiva Chino. Basically, similar to doing Shem Yichud, you can have the Shem Yichud, a mini Shem Yichud, even going to buy Shabbat foods. Why the Kaf HaChaim say that? So I would have thought, I say Shem Yichud when I say Arvit. I say Shem Yichud, L'taken, Shoshab, Mitzvah, Zub, Makom Elyon, when I'm going to buy Shabbat food. Why would I do that? Answer is, buying Shabbat food is also a mitzvah. It's a very important mitzvah.
Yes,
that's why I should say.
I don't say it.
Some people are not so into saying all the Shem Yichud. You see in the Sidurim they have, you've seen them before.
Usually I heard that's a very important thing.
But the Ben Shachai is very important, for sure. The Ben Shachai thing is very important. He didn't say that, not so important. Really, the main Pshat reason to do them is helps you have a kavanah for the mitzvah. And for that, everybody agrees you should have kavanah to do the mitzvah. For sure, it doesn't matter Ben Shachai or Ravad. Yeah. But Ravad's point is it's not necessary to have to say the whole parashah. It's not necessary. The only thing is to have a kavanah, so you can have a kavanah.
I heard that if you say, like, Leshem Yichud Shchinte, Leshem Yichud Kuchari Hu Shchinte, you're actually like, that's the main part. Like, actually saying this is for Hashem and for the union of Hashem and his Shekhinah.
Yeah.
I heard that if you are, like, for example, a person doesn't do mitzvot, Let's say, you know, they make a nice breakfast. You're not shomer mitzvot, so they make a nice breakfast on a prayer. So you say, I'm gonna go to prayer. So why you go and put the tefillin and everything? And what happens? You don't do it for the sake of Hashem. That actual mitzvah goes to the sitraha. That's what I heard.
I don't know
Kabbalah.
Okay, I hear. So we should be very into.
So if you say that, it's like Hashem Yehushchinta. You are like taking it out from that. That's
for sure. Very important. Okay. There's this idea of preparing for Shabbat is very much, you see here, is connected to lots of spiritual things. That's what you see with it. That you should say. Okay, it's metakein idea. No, it's brought here in the Mishnah Berurah. They should say it's Kavod Shabbat. You should say it with your lips. This is for Kavod Shabbat. My wife has a, this to me is easier to do. My wife has a practice. I think it's beautiful. She writes on the pan, like on the tinfoil, whatever. She wrote on the tinfoil, the Kavod Shabbat. And it's very nice.
That's good. That's very nice.
Because then when I open it or whatever, I see, look, she prepared this chicken for Shabbat. So she knows that she wrote it.
That already gives you a little feeling.
It gives me a feeling of it. I'm also thinking about this. That look, this is what I'm supposed to, this is why Hashem made this chicken, so I should be able to appreciate it for Shabbat. For sure.
Very nice.
Okay. Then he says, by the little Dalid. Then he says, by the Dal now, mitzvah he lechil shosiv beigam mishmasho. Let me just remember the dvar. I shneimar vaya mishne. Kolamor shachin shini. Okay, so in other words, this is even if a guy prepared on Thursday or on Friday, good is to prepare right before Shabbat. In other words, it's good to be involved in preparation right before Shabbat. It's not good. What I mean by Moshe, I don't mean 3 seconds and the person's trying something crazy. But what he means is, it should be nikar that you're doing something for Shabbat.
It's fine if you do like the shower right before Shabbat.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. That's also preparing. They say, I don't know, that Chacham Avadi, when he was younger, he used to learn on Fridays, the whole day, Shelot Shuvot. He learned the whole day by himself, learning Shelot Shuvot. Morning until a half hour or something, very close to Shabbat. You come home, you shower, prepare a tiny bit, and then go to tefillah. So look, it's possible to do like that. But really, for most people, that's not what most people are able to do. They have to do more preparations, more other things to do to deal with.
That's not why it's like Shalot Shuvot.
You know, he was very involved in learning, yeah, for sure. They said during the week he learned more Gemara, and on Fridays he did more Shalot Shuvot.
What do you think of it?
How much Gemara could he like?
I think he learned the Gemara more than 100 times. Gemara is so there's so much in Gemara.
So much in Gemara.
Yeah, they said Ramosha Feinstein learned the Gemara whatever, several hundred, more than 200 times. It's so hard. Gemara is very big, very
they
hard.
They had it like the palm of their hands.
Yeah. Yeah. The more a person dedicates and thinks about it and tries to know, the more they can do it. It takes a long time. Ramosha didn't just do Gemara. He learned all the Rishonim and the Poskim and everything by heart. He just learned and learned. It's incredible, yeah, for sure.
One question: What's the first possible time to start Shabbat?
Plag mincha is. We have Chatzot midday. We have then Mincha Gedola, the earliest time for doing Mincha. That's 6.5 hours. We have. Midday is 6 hours, Mincha Gedolah is 6.5. And then from there, 9.5 is Mincha Ketanah. That's like the middle of when Mincha time is. And then we have, and Shkia is going to be 12 hours at the end of the day, sunset. So between Mincha Ketanah, the regular Mincha, and Shkia and sunset is Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha is mid Mincha time. That time is an hour and a quarter before sunset. Hour and a quarter before sunset, that's the time.
Till how much?
So, a little more than an hour until sunset is when you can accept Shabbat. Until sunset, you can accept Shabbat. There's a mitzvah, a very important mitzvah, to mosif mechol kodesh, to accept Shabbat a little bit early, to say, I'm adding on to Shabbat.
You basically have like an hour, a little bit more than an hour before to accept Shabbat.
Yeah. You can accept Shabbat. If you come right before, most of the time, this minyan, let's say, on Fridays, right before is a milchan, like, right before sunset. We're running late, say right before
sunset. So let's say you want to come during early.
Yeah, but it's not so pashut to accept Shabbat before mincha. So the best is, say the tefillah, shmona Shabbat lachash, finish, then say, harini b'kabal alai, tosefet Shabbat, lekei mitzvah,
To be mekayem Shabbat before Mincha, it's not so pashut, right?
No. If there's any way to do that otherwise, if there's any way to pray Tefillah Lachash and then accept, do that. Accept after. If you know it's impossible, so you can rely on the opinions that say you can do it even before Mincha, you say, but you have in mind, I'm still going to pray Mincha. I'm accepting Shabbat, but I'm still going to pray Mincha. So I'm saying you can do it like that. So that's what we do. But the best is if you do it after Mincha. Because once you accept, maybe you shouldn't be able to say Mincha anymore. It's true, it's Shabbat already. It's nighttime. How can you say Mincha already? So that's a very big mitzvah. The earliest possible time is Plag Mincha. Plag Mincha is an hour and a quarter before sunset. So, you know, the different. You look at the time, see what they write, whatever it is. But in the summer, a lot of places will have early Mincha time. Early Mincha in the summer, often, because of the Shabbat Soleil. That's when so the earliest possible is about an hour and a quarter before, but they have, you know, each minute. Bein Shchai is a little bit later, so it's like for him, not an hour and a quarter, just about an hour. At different times when they'll do it, and that's fine. That's acceptable to do like that. But
I'm talking about
Sufrut Wise. Whatever, for different reasons, it's better really not do that. You better do it later to accept Shabbat regular on time, not so early. But it's Mutar.
Really? If you're not gonna, that's in the case that you're not gonna say Mincha, or the case that you're like already sending Chai Mincha Gadolah, let's say. It's good to accept like an hour before.
Yeah, no, it's Russian. It's still not. It's mutar to do. The minhag is to do early. People do early. Not so much here in the Heights, but in other places, lots of places do early, and that's okay. Mutar to do. For sure. Is it the most ideal? I don't think so. Tell you
what. What are you talking about?
Not because of Arvit.
Ah, you're saying Arvit.
Because Arvit, according to Maran, Shulchan Aruch, should be only at night. Exactly. And even if you want to do early from Plag Mincha, when should that be? Plag Mincha, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Maran Shulchan Aruch, should be 72 minutes, 75 minutes, an hour and a quarter before Seder Kochavim of Rabbeinu Tam, which is 72 minutes after Shkia. So 75 minutes before, 72 minutes after Shkia comes out, 3 minutes before Shkia. Rabbeinu Tam says, really, we got night is really not starting at Shkia, really starts 72 minutes later. So 75 minutes before that, Rabbeinu Tam is only 3 minutes before what we call sunset. The 3 minutes before what we call sunset is the Rabbeinu Tam, the earliest time you can accept Shabbat. So anybody who's going to do Arvit earlier than that, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't say Tefillah, it's Bracha Levatalah.
So Rabbeinu Tam himself would like accept Shabbat an hour and a half later than a regular people.
What, Rabbeinu Tam?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah?
He himself would take like Shabbat like nighttime night.
An hour, not an hour and a half. 50 minutes later.
15 minutes later?
58 minutes and a half. Yeah. In America, the Samar Hasidim used to do like that.
Wow.
They used to accept Shabbat after sunset, a long while later, almost an hour after everybody else. They would still be driving, still doing other things. Very religious Samar. They do, but and then on the end of Shabbat, they'd also do very late, end of Shabbat. Rabbeinu Tam, it's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. It's Maran Shulchan Aruch Shita. It's like every.
This is a Shulchan Aruch Shita?
Yeah. And it's not a minority Shita, Rabbeinu Tam. They say the reason because if someone put a contrist, that 80 Rishonim, 80, Rishonim, follow Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody, all the Balei Tosfot, all the many of the Mefarshim Chumash, many of the Mefarshim Gemara, many lots of Sarim we haven't heard of. But be that as it may, even if it's so many Rishonim, still, the halakha is that the minhag today is to follow the Vilna Gaon against Maran, but for nafkamin for breaking Shabbat at the end of Shabbat, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't break Shabbat for at least 72 minutes. The minhag is not like that. The minhag is earlier. The minhag is
you could break Shabbat for.
No. On the end of Shabbat, on Saturday night, you can't. Saturday night, you can't break Shabbat for 72 minutes.
You can.
Cannot. According to Rabbeinu Tam, to wait till 72 minutes go by. That's Rabbeinu Tam.
From the Shekhinah.
For the second Shkiah, he calls it, whatever. For nighttime, for him, Seder Kochavim is going to be 72 minutes after sunset. That's on the Saturday night. You have to wait 72 minutes, according to Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very big shita. However, the minhag is not like that. The minhag is earlier. 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, different she thought. But whatever it is, it's earlier. Or 13 and a half minutes, however you judge it. 13
and a half minutes. How so big to like be okay to Rishon?
It's not even one Rishon, it's most Rishonim. But Chama Avadah, in his earlier tshuva, was more like the Maran. In a later tshuva, he writes, I mean, Hag is very much like the Gaonim. In most, many shuls, you tell me in Panama if you do this, They end Shabbat earlier. They end Shabbat 40 minutes, 50 minutes. They don't wait 72 minutes after.
No, not like Rabbeinu Tam.
In Panama, they do like Rabbeinu Tam.
No. There is a minyan.
But it's not the majority. Most places by Ashkenazim as well, is also not Rabbeinu Tam. It's earlier than Rabbeinu Tam. That's the minhag by most places. And they follow the Vilna Gaon. It was a very important opinion. And then there's others. There's Maharam El Shakar. It could be the Haigon. It could be it was the Rambam. It could be. We don't know. It could be it was other Shitot. And bottom line, that is definitely the Minhag. And so,
why do we say the Vilna Gaon if there was also like Rishonim?
We say the Vilna Gaon first just because he made it clear. He's Barur. He's on Shachan Ruch, where someone gave him, we'll get to him in Thursday. And he has a whole page, and he's Marich. Shachan Ruch is totally wrong. Rabbeinu Tam made a big mistake. A big Harifut, he writes. And he doesn't have proofs from the Rishonim, because he didn't have the Rishonim. He didn't have the Gonim that said like him. So he just said on his own, 1700s.
Tremendous.
He says against the Maran, Shachan Ruch. And then, after him, the minhag in certain places started being more like the Vilna Gaon. And you see in the Achronim, there are more and more that accepted.
So if we would live like 300 years ago, before the
Gaon, everybody would have been doing more like a minute time. Could be. Yeah.
So we would have accepted Shabbat like
later
and lived later.
Yes, yeah, so in Samar Hasidim, even until the day, until 40 years ago, they used to not have Shabbat until about 50 minutes, whatever, 58 and a half minutes after sunset, still working. Shabbat would start later, and then they keep Shabbat Saturday night later. Moshe Feinstein invited the Sama Rabbi to his house and said, look, it's unfortunate, I know there's a machloket, Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon, for sure. But I'm afraid there are a lot of There's a lot of chilul Shabbat today in America. There are a lot of non-religious Jews who drive on Shabbat, and they think, "What's the big deal?" And then when they see people with the kippah, with the hat, whatever, shrimal, and they're driving, and for them it seems like Shabbat started already. They're gonna say, "Hey, I can do it. If he can do it, then I can do it." Now that's so he said they shouldn't do it, so they're Maradine. So that's why they stopped doing it, so now they keep
Moshe Feinstein made the Samarabi to
he convinced the Samarabi, yeah. So they stopped. So they don't do it. Most places they don't do this. They don't violate Shabbat after sunset. Because it's the minhag, so we're not ready. They're also machmir on the end of Shabbat. They won't break Shabbat for 72 minutes, fine. But today you really won't find almost anybody that's mekel, lenient to when starting Shabbat, that they're mekel 58 minutes to be mekel and break Shabbat on the going in. Because it's not the minhag. It's very, very much not the minhag. And there are lots of rishonim also who say like that.
So
not the famous Rishonim, but it could be some Rishonim, it could be some Gaonim. Definitely is the Vilna Gaon, so we're not going to break their opinion.
So, my question is, why did all these cases that we spoke about last week, of you in a traffic, all
yes, this, so why can't you use we'll use the remaining time to go with a Goy? That's fine. That I would accept. Say, going in a cab or an Uber, anything, and go in the cab and tell the non-Jewish driver, drive, for 58 and a half minutes. I think that's you can rely on such a thing. But to drive yourself, we don't do that.
Yeah.
Because the Vilna Gaon said it was Asur, we're not going to break that opinion. That's the Minhag HaOlam. We can't break that opinion.
That's the Minhag HaOlam.
It's not my decision.
Very powerful.
It's very powerful. The Chacham Avadia and all this Tshuva later really says that we follow that and we're not Mekel before. And afterwards, the Ikar Adin is you could break Shabbat. Ikar Adin 13 and a half minutes after Shabbat, sunset. And then he says, it's very Kedai, it's very good to be Machmir 72 minutes after Shabbat. But he would not be Mekel going into Shabbat.
Very sure. Good to be Machmir, right?
Yeah, for sure he should be Machmir. Yeah, that's what he brings.
So imagine in summer, how would it be? We would have been
summer here. Is different, yeah, exactly. I'll say one other thing, we were just talking about minhag, like, and halakha, conflicts. So we said, so many Rishonim hold that sunset really isn't starting Shabbat, it's Rabbeinu Tam, Sedekol Havim, 72 minutes after sunset. So I remember hearing Rav Yisrael, it was 80 Rishonim, 80. Tremendous. Rashi into it could be Rashi into so many of the Baal HaTosfot and the Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam and Ibn Ezra and Ri and whatever Ramban many, but it doesn't matter. The Minhag still for Minhag Olam at least on the Motzi Shabbat and probably even going into Shabbat as well is like Vilna Gaon and maybe the Gaonim and others that said it goes by sunset. Game breaks Shabbat going in from sunset. Fine. So, I was going to say, how come on the Motzi Shabbat we're allowed to not follow Maran, Shachan Aruch? Shachan Aruch follows Rabbeinu Tam, like Moshe Rishonim. After Shabbat, you have to wait 72 minutes to do Malacha, but the Minhag is 30 minutes, or 40 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever. So, there's a Rambam that says, the counting, how do you count Shemitah, 7 years, and Yovel, 50 years? We don't have Yovel anymore, but he says, do you count, when you're counting the 50 years, when you're counting Shemitah, do you skip a year for Yovel? See, it's a machloket, him and the Gaonim. It's a big machloket. How do you count the years? So when are we going to do Shemitah in Israel today? So he says, I think you have to skip a year, and the Gaonim say otherwise. So I think they're totally wrong. He says, and he even lived in Israel some of the time of his life. So he saw what they were doing, Shemitah in Israel. Like, do Shemitah today. But said the Rambam, Gadol HaMinhag, and don't care what I would have thought the halacha is, and we're going to follow the Minhag. That's what the Rambam writes.
The Rambam,
yeah.
Only because it originates in the Gaonim.
It's true. It's true. I mean, it's not for no reason.